This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado cities are expected to allow thousands more housing units under a set of new laws. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what happens next.
Passing state laws on land use was just the beginning. Now, a lot of Colorado cities will have to start changing their laws, too. For example, some will have about a year to get rid of parking requirements for some new development, and even longer to start allowing more residential density near transit lines.
How many more units are going to be built because of this? I think it's going to be in the tens of thousands.
That's Representative Stephen Woodrow, a supporter of the land use reforms. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, a new report finds home purchase affordability is at an all-time low. The report from the nonpartisan Common Sense Institute estimates the city is as many as 27,000 housing units shy of the current need. A resident working the city's average wage would need to spend more than half their income toward their mortgage. It's wildfire season in Colorado, and residents are urged to use caution. Wildfires can ignite in dry grass and high winds. Aurora Fire Chief Alec Auten has suggestions for preventing fires.
Don't throw cigarette butts, or, you know, make sure your chains on your trailer are tied up, right? Anything that can produce a spark and create a grass fire, super important to pay attention to.
Three of Colorado's largest wildfires occurred in recent years. The Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, and Pine Gulch fires were in 2020. The state's most destructive wildfire was the Marshall Fire in 2021. This is CPR News and KRCC.